A very good morning to Alison Gofton.
Hiya, Jack.
Whereabouts in the world are you at the moment?
Right now, I'm in Warsaw.
Oh. Your life, eh? So Warsaw is, of course, in Poland.
Poland, northeast, I think, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a part of the world I'm particularly familiar with, to be perfectly honest. Paint us the picture. How's Warsaw?
Well, came here 30 years ago on a Kentucky tour, and it was rather bleak. It was in the time of Lech Walesa, and there was lots of barbed wire up and lots of roadblocks. And stepped off the plane yesterday, came into the centre of town, and I'm really taken aback by what I see. Wide boulevards, all tree-lined, 30% of the city is given over to beautiful parks, and it's all new because so much of Poland was decimated during the Second World War. The old city itself was rebuilt because it was decimated.
Yeah.
So it was rebuilt back exactly the way it was, so it's kind of tourist centre. But the outskirts of that of the old city is all modern and new. Skyscrapers, young, fashionable people, business happening, lots of bike riding. Fantastic city. Great museums. I'm really impressed.
Oh, nice. Fantastic. So you were living in Europe this morning, and you have for us a European dish, a Basque lamb casserole, a chaud du veau.
Eshwa.
Oh, I thought I was there. The old Basque pronunciation is not very easy. Yeah.
No, it's not. Hey, yeah, I did, because it's beautifully sunny up here, but it's chilly at home. And an eshwa du veau is a very simple casserole for everybody to whip up and the slow cooker at this time of the year. Often it's made with minced veal or young beef, but this recipe is to use veal shoulder, or you can also use pork or lamb. So
okay.
you need to take 1.5 kilograms, and you're going to season in that meat up. I'm going to cut it into big chunks, season the meat up with salt and pepper, and a gorgeous product called Pimenta Espelette. And it is a chili that is grown only in the Basque region, which is in the very southwest of France, bordering and going into Spain. And this chili has been grown for so long in this region, it's now its own variety.
Oh, okay.
And it's all dried on the outside of all the old laboarded houses. I think I've got the word right. It's the houses with the red painting on the wind, on the shutters and on the outside of the house. And this pepper has its own AOP, so its own appellation in France, and you can buy it in New Zealand. Failing it, you need some paprika and chili powder. And what you do is get a good slosh of olive oil, massage the meat with the salt, pepper, and a really good sprinkling, about a teaspoon of Pimenta Espelette. And then once you've left that for 10 or 15 minutes so that the flavours begin to work in, pan fry that in a pan, of course, that's why it's called pan frying, or just throw it into something that's really hot. Now, what you can do is put it in the pan when it's hot, but don't move it around because then it begins to stew and not brown. Wait for it to brown before you turn the meat pieces over and pop that into your slow cooker. Then into the pan, put in a chopped onion, 1 to 2 red capsicums, and 1 green capsicum or 8 to 10 mild green chilies. Take the seeds out, slice it up, and loads of garlic. I like fat, juicy cloves, 6 cloves if you can of garlic, and brown that all off in the frying pan. Add that into the meat in the crock pot with 1.5 cups of stock or water. Cover it with a lid, and you're going to let that simmer away in your slow cooker for 5 to 6 hours on low, or you can cook it in the oven for
nice.
About 1.5 hours.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Better the next day.
Oh, really?
Really? Yeah. And so what they do up here is that they make it with minced veal. Veal is something that's incredibly easy to get in this part of the world. It's a very popular meat. At home, we don't have the white veal. We cannot get the white veal as easily as you can up here. But you could use pork is absolutely fine. Coarsely ground pork, coarsely ground lamb would be absolutely beautiful to cook this dish with.
Nice. Okay, thank you so much, Alison. We'll put that up on newstalkzb.co.nz and let you get back to exploring Warsaw.
Thank you so much. Bye now.
I'm dripping with jealousy. Bye, Alison. That is Alison Gofton.